K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. You listen to this podcast for the first time here in 2026. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode here. We'll roll out on the purple carpet tonight, January 5th, 2026, here, postcast. Women's basketball and both the basketball teams come up empty over the weekend. Of course, the men losing to 10th-ranked BYU. That episode is out now. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, go check that out. Download it and check it out. The ladies had an opportunity missed to upset West Virginia. Now, West Virginia was not ranked at 11-2, now 12-2, West Virginia, but opportunity missed for Tess Hill, head coach Jeff Mini, and his basketball team losing in the final seconds to West Virginia yesterday in Manhattan, Kansas, 60-58 yesterday afternoon in Manhattan, Kansas. There, K-State had a lead. Oh, where did this come from? Oh boy. Now, K-State had a lead in this game. They were battling. I did listen to the press conference last night, well, the players anyways, of Tess Hill and Jordan Spieser, who spoke to the media after the backbreaking loss yesterday. They're saying they're close. And I've been saying all along, if you've been following, you've been every day on this podcast, going back to last year, that, well, last fall, that this is going to be a roller coaster, ups and downs and whatnot, and this team's going to be better. Tess nailed it on the head. Just what I've been saying. What I've been listening to the thing, right? And that's what I've been saying the entire time. But this, man, they're right there in the mix. They're right there almost knocking off this team, but almost obviously does not win games. We all should know that by now. Play here, play there. In West Virginia, we all know between the men's and women's basketball teams, West Virginia knows how to press. We know this by now. This is like the millionth time we have said it. We know what West Virginia is going to do. And yes, and shout out to this ladies' basketball team. And I did not say this about the men's basketball team, but we're going to put us all together here. That most of these athletes on the basketball court for K-State, this is their first action in Big 12 play. So we gotta give them credit a lot on both sides of the coin. They are giving it all, but it's play here, play there. You can't spot opponent 10 points. You sure as heck, when you got a team down, there's gonna be runs in a basketball game, but we have an opportunity to put a foot down in the net, right? That was an opportunity right there, and unfortunately, right there in the mix there, Tess Hill coming alive, and she said, I know that, obviously, the one and only senior on his basketball team. Oh, there it is. it's Black Monday, as we all call it. As I'm recording this on early in the morning, here fires going on, and that's too bad that the EG3 podcast is gonna go up tonight, because there's a lot to talk about. Falcons, yep, clean house. I know that some people didn't like it. Some of my friends didn't like it, but I was on, look, yeah, the Carolina Panthers, seriously, going to the playoffs? Anyways, I got to put a pin on that until next recording, which will come out next week. I got the first recording coming out, the EG3 podcast coming out tonight, be on every Monday. So, man, I wish that was a daily podcast, but it's not. But I'll put a hold on that right now. This is a K-State podcast right now. And yeah, Tess Hill coming alive. I know she said, obviously, the ultimate team player and whatnot. But the bottom line, she wants to win basketball games. It's her senior year. She wants to win basketball games. And games at home, across the board. You got to take it. Men had an opportunity Saturday in front of a sold-out crowd to get it done. And Jordan Enriquez talked about it in the podcast. He was a guest on the Power Cat podcast. K-State's known for taking down ranked opponents. There, Dallas missed opportunity right there. for the team, and we'll find out. Playing the number one team in the nation there. On the other side here, man, that you're going to be looking back at this one saying, oh, man, that's the opportunity right there. Miss right there by this team. And Natasha Claussens continues to play well. She had 13. Yeah, Tess led the team with 16 there. After K-State loses by 2 to West Virginia yesterday, 60-58. Eddie Greer for another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Yeah, K-State teeter-tottering around 500. They fall to 8-8, back to 1-2 in Big 12 play. West Virginia, as I mentioned, now 13-2, 3-0 in conference play there. West Virginia was led by Kiera Wheeler yesterday, 18 points in 31 minutes of action. She was 9-13 from the field. For them, West Virginia shooting 47% from the field, but held to an ugly ass 21% shooting from downtown. On the other end, as I said, Tess Hill 16 points, Tosh Claussens 13 points, Jordan Spieser, who also spoke to the media yesterday as well. They're trying to get a play for her late to try to win the game for K-State, and West Virginia denied it. Spieser, 12 points, a steal. Spieser shot, she was 50% from the field. And all of her field goals from downtown, 4-7 from 3 there as well. As K-State ended up shooting 41% shooting from the field in this game and 37% shooting from 3. Second chance points, 4. Fast break points, he had 11. Lead change 6 times in this contest yesterday. Points off of turnovers, 23. Bench points, 15. There as well. Others in the scoring mix. Terrence Ides only had 8 in this game. 2 of 7 from the field. 0 of 2. And Terrence Ides has been up and down this year. But you can only get what you can get. Janessa Cotton, 6 points for her. Gina Garcia, you don't get anything from Gina in 22 minutes of action. 0 of 5 from the field there. Anaya Foy, she had 3 points, and that was it. Ramiah White got some action. 12 minutes of action last night, or yesterday, for Ramiah. And Brittany Herod also saw the floor as well in this basketball game as the Lady Wildcats lose by 2 in the third contest, Big 12 contest, for head coach Jeff Mitty and the Wildcats there as well. We'll step aside here for a quick minute. We'll be back here to Robert's postcast here in just a moment. West Virginia 60, Kansas State 58. Eddie Greer back again for the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. The basketball teams come home empty here over the weekend. The men lost by 10 over 10th ranked BYU Saturday, and then of course K-State was right there in control at one point in this basketball game. And couldn't finish there as West Virginia rallied back there in the second half and it holds off K-State late in this basketball game there as the starting lineup yesterday for the Lady Wildcats, Natasha Claussens, Janessa Cotton, Gina Garcia, Tess Hill, and Terrence Ides yesterday there as well. Yeah, the Wildcats led 31-28 at the break there as well. Tess Hill yesterday going back to her 80th time in her great college career in double figures there. And Jordan Spieser, 8th time this year, all in double figures here in the year of 2025-2026 there as well. Tied a career high, 4 connected 3-pointers yesterday there as well. Sides, 5 assists yesterday now. And she is now Terrence Sides, the 22nd player in K-State history with 250 or more assists there. She's sitting there at 253 right now. There as well. Head coach Jeff Mitty of this team giving condolences there to Mark Kellogg there, unfortunately, of his loss there. We're thinking with prayers to the Kellogg family at this time there as well. And we're going to take this from Jeff Mitty here in his postcast. Quote, yeah, I love the way we competed. I thought we played tough. Got the kind of game we needed to have the opportunity. Defensively wanted to keep them in front. They're the best team in the league at getting to the free throw line, and that also feeds into what they're do defensively, so as well of the press. And so we wanted to keep them off the free throw line as much as possible. We didn't want to feed into that press, and I thought our team from that standpoint played really, really well. Now, this was a great, this was to test his point in that press conference there. They're there. They're there right there. So, you know, they took care. You had that Cincinnati game where you fell behind the first quarter, and then you rolled them, right? You take care of the team. You're supposed to take care of home. That's the same. That is the same there. And this, again, was that golden egg, that opportunity there. All right, West Virginia's not ranked, but they've always been a good team, a pest in K-State side on the ladies' team and on the men's side, for that matter. But then you're going to be looking back at this game, at season here, saying, oh, damn, we had an opportunity to win this game. But, yeah, I've been saying all along, I mean, we're looking back at this now saying this team's going to be better, hopefully, toward the end of February from where they are right now, and you can capitalize in this game. So, type of game. So, we'll see what happens there as well. Yeah, Markell is still coach, but, yeah, we're still kind of thinking of them. His family at this time. We already talked about, I already mentioned Tess Hill there. I'm going to take Jordan Spieser here. She and Tess spoke to K-State Media after the game right there as well. Yeah, we'll take the Big 12 side of it. Jordan talked about this, saying, quote, well, we're 1-2 now. We left too many points on the table. That game was winnable. We should have won it, but I think we're there. We just have to know ourselves that we are there, and we have to take ownership of that and win some games. Yeah, so, yep, yeah, what I've been saying, right? So definitely take this momentum. Yeah, I know you usually don't take wins from a loss like this, but like a young team, like a K-State, yeah, you can take some definite positives out of this and hopefully grow and hopefully turn the tables at the next opportunity you have. And that. Next table for K-State, you got to go to Houston in the middle of the week to take on Houston, 6:30 on ESPN+. Ooh, so I don't know how good Houston is on the ladies' side. On back, I already we should know on the men's side, but ladies, I'm not sure how good they are in basketball. No, but we'll find out for sure there as well. They go down there Wednesday. We'll see what happens there. 6:30. As K-State now is 8-8 on the season, 1-2 in Big 12 play after losing a tough one yesterday there. Right there, all game long. They're right there all game long. I felt like I was saying that a lot there with the Texas A&Ms and all that there, but they lose by two. It's the Mountaineers in Bramlage yesterday afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found. Free and available daily. Remember, just to record K-State content, folks. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your podcast there. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, whether it's a new student coming in the winter spring semester, current student, grad student, big-time K-State fan. Make sure you get this out. Make sure you continue to pass the word along to other K-State fans to find out more about this every day, daily, Kansas State podcast. Once again, it's West Virginia Mountaineers 60, your Lady Wildcats of Kansas State 58. Alex Shane out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports for cats.